This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 838, a technical tip on a useful word.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, get a quick and easy tip on how to use the word technically in a few different phrases. What does it mean and what purpose does it serve in English? Find out today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how are you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Well, it's Monday. And actually, I don't really hate Mondays. Like, I feel very lucky that I don't hate Mondays. So I'm feeling good. Like, when I wake up on Monday morning, I actually don't mind going to work. I don't mind getting into work.
Good. That's great. Yeah. I don't know. I have a similar feeling.
Good. That's important. I feel like if we're dreading Mondays, a little bit of a case of the Mondays is okay, right? I love that expression, a case of the Mondays.
Right.
I feel like a little bit of that is normal because your weekend's been fun and now you got to go back to work. But if we're like dreading it, if we hate Sunday nights, then we should look at our careers and see what we can do to change, you know, because that's a horrible way to live your life, guys. You know,
not good to start bit of with wisdom, Lindsay.
I know, not to start with any deep thoughts on Monday morning here.
Get right into it.
Yeah, why not? Get right into it. No messing around here. So
that's right.
Michelle, let's start with a quick role play. Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
So you know New York really well by now, right?
I think so.
Okay, so what's your favorite part of New York? Would it be uptown, midtown, or downtown?
Well, my favorite part is actually Brooklyn, which technically is part of New York City, even though you didn't mention it.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. I think we've talked about this a few times on the show, how people always forget that Brooklyn and Queens and the Bronx and Staten Island are part of the city of New York. It's not just Manhattan. True. Yeah. So what word did we use there in that little exchange?
We used the word technically.
Yeah. And when you hear this word being used, like what comes to mind?
When I hear the word technically being used, it's like actually.
Yeah,
like,
right.
But kind of like in a very, like the fact, like really like talking about the facts.
Yeah, it's a correction, right? Like there's something coming, like true. There's some kind of correction or an actually coming. It's kind of, yeah, I think actually is a good way to say it. Like pointing to what is real, like pointing away from what people usually believe and what's the truth.
Right.
Yeah. So that leads us into a question from a listener. So Michelle, would you mind reading the question from our listener?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Hi, Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica. I'm Monica from India. I've been listening to your podcast for the past year, and now my day is never fulfilled without listening to your podcast. Thanks so much for creating such wonderful podcasts every day. You are very different from other podcasts in several ways. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. That is so nice to hear. Love that.
Thank you for listening. Okay. I am a fresher.
I don't know what that means. Maybe it means like getting, maybe she's new or something.
Maybe. Yeah. In a software firm. And I have to participate in technical discussions every day. In the beginning, I had a hard time listening to natives, understanding them, and making them understand my message. But now I'm confident to do all of those things. It's all because of your podcast and my consistency in listening and following you. Thank you again. Wow. You're making me feel really good about myself. Thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate it. Yeah. All right. Here we go. I have a couple of questions to ask you girls. How do you use the word technically in conversations with natives? Could you explain my questions in your upcoming podcast? Looking forward to your reply. Cheers, Monica. I think I'm saying that right. I'm sorry if I'm not. Looks like I think we're just going with this one question for now, but this is a good one.
Yeah, she also asked another good question about how to use the word fancy, but I think that is a good question, so it deserves another episode. So we're going to do that another day.
Ooh, can't wait.
Yeah, it's a good one. Okay. So, all right. Awesome. So going to the word technically, right? I asked you before, Michelle, you know, what does it do? What does this word actually do when we say technically?
Yeah. So it states a truth, right? That sometimes people might overlook it. Mm-hmm. Or it may give more detail on how something works to draw attention to the exact definition of something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, here's an example of like a commonly misunderstood truth. You say something like, most people think that tomatoes are a vegetable, but technically they're a fruit, right?
Nice. Good.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then it can be used in conversation sometimes. Can you give me an example of that, Michelle? Do you have an example like something about time?
So let's say like it's 12:01 on your birthday, like it just turned your birthday, right?
Yeah.
And your friend wakes you up and they say, hey, I know you're tired, but technically it's your birthday. Let's go celebrate.
Sounds like that friend just wants an excuse to eat chocolate cake or something.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, so those are good kind of examples. The first one is like a truth, commonly misunderstood truth. And the second one is like going into the real like detail of something, like what's the real truth in it? Kind of, they're similar, but they're different, right?
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
So how would you wrap this up into a phrase, Michelle, this word technically?
Yeah, well, technically, that's one of the ones. Yeah. So the first one is you could say, well, technically, blah, 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 blah.
Well, technically, I'd say this. Right, exactly.
Right.
And then the next one could be technically speaking. I like it. I like saying it that way. You know, it sounds kind of smart. Technically speaking,
I like that too.
Yeah. How about another?
Or technically, it's da 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 da.
Yeah. So these are going to become more clear, guys, in the conversation here. We're going to be talking about shopping for a car. Michelle, when was the last time you went car shopping?
Actually, we just had to buy a new car just like a month ago.
Oh, weird. Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, so it's very good timing.
What was that like, that process of doing research and you know, like trying to figure out which car to get. What was that tough?
Well, it happened very quick because our other car broke down. So there wasn't much. It wasn't like a, oh, let's think about it. It was like, okay, we better get one now.
Oh, geez.
So it was a little bit stressful. You know, dealing with buying a car is hard and, you know, expensive and thinking about what to do. So, but yeah.
Okay, good. Glad you got it done. Good. All right. Well, in this role play, we're both in the market for a car. So we're going to talk about it again, even though you probably don't want to relive that. So,
yeah, it brings back bad memories. No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, Lindsay, I'm in the market for a new car. Any suggestions?
Well, Michelle, I'm also thinking of getting a new car. So I've been researching.
Oh, yeah. What have you learned?
Well, the big question is luxury versus standard car, right? In terms of the way it feels, there's not a huge difference between a Honda and an Acura, for example. But technically speaking, the way the engine works is extremely different.
That's tough. I think I'd rather save $20,000 and buy the Honda.
Yeah, probably a good call.
Nice.
I have no idea if that's true. I really just made that up. I'm not sure.
I was thinking, oh, I didn't know that. Very interesting, Lindsay.
I mean, the only thing I know is that I know that Honda is like Acura is the luxury brand for Honda, but I don't know if technically they're much different with the engine or not. I don't know if it's more the experience inside the car or if it's the engine. I have no clue.
Or it's just the name.
Yeah, who knows? But it's definitely more expensive, I think. Yeah. So what did we say there? I mean, we dropped one of the phrases.
All right. So yeah, you said... you were explaining it to me and the difference to me, and you said there's not a huge difference, okay, but technically speaking, the way the engine works is different, right?
Yeah, exactly. And how did that feel? Did that feel natural to you?
Oh, yeah, sure. That felt very natural to me. I could definitely hear somebody saying this like that.
Definitely. I could hear someone like a mechanic, you know, someone who really knows cars. Breaking into a conversation here, you know, just to kind of display what they know and help you out.
Yeah.
So I haven't bought a car in a long time since like 2002. So I would be out of practice trying to negotiate the price for a car for sure.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's a toughie, but it worked out.
Okay, that's good. And then we had a bonus phrase here, Michelle. What was our bonus today?
Yeah. So you said, probably a good call. I like that. A good call. What is that, Lindsay?
Yeah, I meant to say like probably a good decision, right? And I also took off that is. So this is really natural, guys. You're going to hear natives say this all the time. Natives, you know, what we're saying here is that is probably a good decision. But instead we say what, Michelle? What's the phrase again?
Probably a good call.
We say, yeah, probably a good call. Doesn't get more natural than that. I don't know what else to say, guys. Supernatural. Learn that chunk. Use it to connect.
Exactly. I like it.
Yeah. Today has been a short and sweet episode, but any takeaways for today, Michelle, that we can share?
Listen for it. You're going to hear this word out and about. I like it. It's very natural. And I think that it was a good question. I really like these types of questions.
Yeah, listen for it. Good question. And don't be afraid once you've heard it a couple times, Monica, don't be afraid to start using it. You know, use it with your colleagues at the software firm once you feel comfortable with it. You know, we can't, you know, once we've listened, we've got to dive in and start using those phrases. And I know you can do it. All right. And always go after connection, not perfection.
Nice. All right. Awesome.
All right, so we're out of here for today, short and sweet, but that's okay. We'll be back tomorrow with more good content for you guys. All right, awesome. Michelle, thanks for hanging out today.
Thanks, Lindsay. Have a good one.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.